I think we're going back as children, the way we were reared. Shop local. I'd get me fruit and veg, me meat in the butchers instead of getting it in the supermarket. The bread from the local bread shop and whatever. I wouldn't go into the supermarket.
So you're going back to the baker?
Yeah, the way we used to. I mean, we'd go to the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker, as they say. But, yeah, and I know an awful lot of people doing that.
Hi, I'm Graham Mongey. I'm from JJ Darbovan Coffee Roasters in Dunleary, County Dublin.
Graham, we're standing outside your coffee house at the moment. Dunleary is quiet and you have a socially distanced queue outside your shop. People are getting takeaway coffee. You do high-end coffee, don't you?
We're a specialty coffee roaster, so we'd roast coffee from all over the world. Very, very high-end, quite expensive coffee. But that's what the market's looking for at the moment. We've been in the coffee industry for over 30 years, and people's appetites have changed quite considerably over those number of years. I think people are just trying to treat themselves. And when it comes to coffee, it's the last kind of small thing we can all do to help our mental health as well, I think. You're able to go out, have a walk, get a cup of coffee, or buy coffee and brew it at home. And I think it's keeping people going. They don't really have too much other items to spend their money on at the moment, and I think they're turning to high quality coffee.
We're looking in the window. We're not going to go inside because of social distancing. And we can see this massive roasting machine.
Yeah, well, that's a Probaton 12 coffee roaster. It's a 2018 roaster, so it's pretty new. It's all hooked up to software, everything. We hand roast all our coffee here, and it's all hooked up so we can get consistency every time we roast. We sell quite a lot of coffee to the retail sector from this store. It's very, very popular. Yeah, we sell cafetieres, French presses, Chemex, AeroPresses, everything you really need to brew quality coffee at home. We also have a delicious selection of chocolates and pralinis. So our shop really is a treat for anyone who's able to get out, go for a walk and grab something on their way.
So Graham, you've just handed me a cappuccino, but this is a cappuccino with a twist. Mm. So what am I drinking?
So that's in Indonesia from West Sumatra. It's quite a light roast and you're going to get flavours a butterscotch, spicy nutmeg and chili toffee at a finish. Oh, it's absolutely worth it, and especially the coffee market is absolutely exploding in Ireland, and long may it continue.
The likes of Hicks around the corner, everybody's gone back to them for their sausages and rashers and their sausages and pudding they were famous for. People used to buy them to bring them to England on the boat and everything.
They used to get the black pudding and the white pudding.
And the sausages to bring it on the boat, to bring it to England to all the people.
Hi, well, I'm Noel Kavanagh. Butcher here in Glasstool. We've been here for the last 26 years.
How has it been through lockdown three?
Well, it's been very good for me. Business-wise, it's been very good. People are shopping local. I know a lot of people are suffering from it, but we're well up. I'd say we're 35%, 40% up in business-wise. It's all Irish beef we use. Not that I've anything against foreigners, but I've no foreign material here in the shop at all.
So this is all Irish meat.
All Irish.
And we're looking here, we've got some lovely pork and leek sausages and chicken
very
breasts.
Very popular pork and leek. The pork and leek sausages become very popular. Bangers and mash, as they say, you know. Give me the nice thick steak, especially the gentleman on the Saturday afternoon when he's doing the shopping. He wants the thicker one, you know, for himself.
Really?
Yeah, I'll cook me a nice thick one, he'll say. Yeah, the T-bone is back on the shelves. Going very well. Ribeye is another good steak that's going very well for us. Yeah, they'd be all going quite well at the moment. When you can't get a steak in a restaurant now, so you have to come to us.
So you'll go quality, you'll go top of the range.
Top of the range.
For a T-bone steak, what would it be?
Yeah, you'd look at a tenner probably. Yeah.
So it could be 35 in a restaurant.
Oh, it would be. Oh, definitely. Yeah, good. You can see there, a nice tray of them there now, and they work out about a tenner each. Very hard to beat something like that. We've had a very good run of it, you know, but I do always think of when we had the BSE and all the other scares that we had, like that we've bet them all and now we're, you know, we're doing well in this one. I wish it was over though, to be honest with you, because it's elderly people, like, you know, I feel sorry on them. And we have a good lot of people that really do pay attention, and then we see it out here with the beach being behind us here. Swimmers down there and, you know, the dry robe gang.
You don't own a dry robe yourself?
I don't have one myself, no. I couldn't afford one. I'm only a butcher.
If listeners aren't sure what a dry robe is, it's basically a jacket with a towel inside.
That's correct. That's it. And they're all here. That and a coffee cup.
And looking for a T-bone.
And looking for a nice T-bone on the way home.
Well, they've got more money because they're not going out to eat in restaurants and in cafes.
And what about you? Are you going quality?
Yes, because we haven't been to a restaurant in probably 9 months.
We have to have something to spend our money on, I guess.
So you've gone high-end because you've got a few spare bob in your pocket.
You're not buying in town all the time, so why not treat yourself, I suppose.
And you've got some fancy spinach there. What else do you have?
Onion, chips, iced tea.
So a bit of everything.
A bit of everything. Going quality, yeah.
Hello, Henry. You're welcome back to Glastool and 64 Wine. I'm Gerard Maguire. I'm the owner of 64 Wine here in Glastool. I suppose one of the main attractions at the moment is we do a lot of takeaway sandwiches, coffees, teas. But we also have artisan retail products like cheeses, hams, olive oils, chocolates, things like that. I suppose this is the second big event of my time in retail. The first was the credit crash a couple of years ago. And it's very, very different this time. The last time people reversed into the classics, they reversed into buying Sancerre and Bordeaux, etc. This time we see it being very different. We see that people are more curious, more experimental. They're looking for things like natural wines or biodynamic wines. And also a lot of people are very conscious about supporting local. We supply a lot of wines that are made by young Irish winemakers in Europe, and they are being attracted to those wines in a big way as well. We have a vineyard in the Rhone Valley called Les Deux Coles, and our wines are selling really well. But we also sell wines from Rochin Curly in Burgundy, Roca wines, which are made in Slovenia by Sinead and Liam Cabot, who live in Westport. We also have a wine from Mick O'Connell, who in Sardinia. So we've quite a wide range of Irish wines now.
That vineyard, how is it doing for you, the one that you own?
Well, it's been a real challenge the last year, because normally we would, we're three Irishmen, Charles Duran, he's half Irish, Simon Tyrrell and myself. But between us, we would get over every couple of months to work the vineyards, do the pruning, the harvest, etc. This year has been a real challenge. I suppose one of the big issues locally has been local support, and it's been quite phenomenal.
Keep shopping local, and thanks to all our customers for all the support over the past few months. We really appreciate it. Yeah, I'm David Caviston of Caviston's Food Emporium in Glastool. We do high quality ingredients and products maybe that you wouldn't necessarily find in supermarkets. I think for a lot of our customers, it's about creating a restaurant experience at home, or something that they can't have at the moment. People are definitely looking for more local options. They're obviously not traveling at the moment, not going to restaurants, and also there's more awareness of quality produce, so we're finding the demand is there, and people are happy to spend money on good quality food.
I'm looking here at stuff coming in from Spain. You've been lucky, you haven't been stopped for produce like perhaps some of the British multiples.
Yeah, well, certainly last week we saw there was some difficulty in getting products. There was maybe a day's delay. There's been direct ferries direct from France into Rosslare. So
you've got past Brexit, you've got past the Lambert.
We've avoided that, yeah. Now, the next thing this week will be frosts in Spain. It's been extreme weather in Spain, so in this time of year we rely a lot on organic vegetables from the south of Spain, and even they have had frosts and snow this year. So.
Hello, I'm Mark Caviston, David's brother here.
Mark, what do the customers want from you? What are they looking for during lockdown 3?
Well, a lot of them are looking for local products, Irish, something tasty, obviously, just to lift their spirits. You know, a lot of them maybe are at home for the day, so people want to get a little experience, get out and about, recreate a bit of fun at home. A lot of people are doing, you know. There was a very nice lady the other day. I think you might know her. Your own mother was in the other day.
My mum came
in. Your mum was in. She was keeping me on my toes.
I always try and eat high quality. Like, you know, you've got to be careful where you get your fruit and veg, and stay happy and stay healthy and stay f***ing happy. Sorry for cursing. Stay happy. Joy is the most important thing right now.